what they were going to do in week one. Now you have a lot of tape on them. What are some of the things that they do, and what's your impression of how they run their secondary?
You know, they do a terrific job of making it difficult to predict what they're going to do. In other words, their pattern is to change up on a regular basis, you know, what they do. So you don't see very often a consecutive expression of one coverage and then played again and played again. So they do a nice job of trying to keep you off balance in that respect. And, of course, they got some great players. So they do, you know, they're a difficult matchup.
It seems like even going back to last year, the last time they played you, they really don't want you guys to get over the top on them. They keep their safeties deep an awful lot. Have you seen that from the last couple of times?
It's certainly part of what they do. But again, it's not 100. You know, it's not 100%. They don't. You can't say they're just exclusively a too high team. In fact, when you break them down, you look just the opposite. You say it's about 50-50.
Wow.
So they do a nice job of trying to keep you off balance. And if you're not careful, you can get into a guessing game, which you'd like to avoid doing. You'd like to give you guys a chance. So you do a lot of what we call combo routes. Hey, you got something that's good against two over here. Something that's good, maybe better against single high over there. So you take the guessing out of it.
Heinoski has had, you know, a presence in this offense this year, obviously, even more so than last year. Is he kind of that forgotten piece from outside?
That's a great way to describe him, because he's playing great football for us. And we would love to use him more, but sometimes they gang up on that particular personnel grouping and make it more challenging to do certain things. But in terms of his individual play, he's been terrific. He blocks very, very well. He's got an understanding conceptually of what you're trying to do, so that even though maybe he has the safety on a certain play, he's looking for overhangs of a linebacker, and he kind of cleans up a lot of runs on his way to his responsibility. And when we've given the ball a few times, which we haven't given it to him a lot, he's always come through for us and gotten 3 or 4 yards. And I think last year you saw he caught the ball very well and went through it to him.